Chapter 3. They woke up early in the morning. The green soldier took them back to the gate. The guardian of the gates opened the gate for them. "Which road will take us to the Wicked Witch of the West?" asked Dorothy.
"There is no road," answered the guardian of the gates.
"How are we going to find her then?" asked Dorothy.
"That will be easy," said the man. "When you are in the country of the Winkies, the witch will find you. She will make you her slaves."
"We will kill her," said the Scarecrow.
"Well, be careful," said the guardian. "She is strong and wicked. She may kill you. Follow the sun and walk toward the west."
They thanked him and said goodbye. They turned toward the west and started walking over fields of soft grass. As they walked away from the Emerald City, things started changing. Dorothy's green dress and Toto's green ribbon turned white. Soon it became difficult to walk. There were no farms or houses. The sun was hot, and there were no trees. Dorothy, Toto, and the lion were tired and lay down on the grass and fell asleep. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow stood and kept watch. The Wicked Witch of the West had only one eye, but it was very powerful. She could see everything. As she was sitting at the door of her castle and looking around, she saw Dorothy sleeping. Then she saw the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. The Wicked Witch was angry. She blew on her silver whistle once. At once, a pack seven of wolves came running toward her. They had long legs, red eyes, and sharp teeth. "Go to those people," said the witch, "and tear them to pieces."
"Don't you want to make them your slaves?" asked the leader of the wolves.
"They cannot work for me," she answered. "One is made of tin, and one is made of straw. One is a girl, and the other one is a lion."
"Very well," said the wolf. And the wolves ran away. The Scarecrow and the Tin Man were awake and heard the wolves coming.
"I will take care of this," said the Tin Man. "Get behind me." He raised his axe. As the leader of the wolves ran up, the Tin Man swung his axe and killed him. Another wolf came up and he swung his axe and killed him too. There were 40 wolves, and the Tin Man killed all 40 of them. Then he put down his axe and sat down.
"That was a good fight, friend," said the Scarecrow. When Dorothy woke up in the next morning, the Tin Man told her everything. She thanked him for saving them. After breakfast, they started on their journey again. The Wicked Witch looked out of the door of her castle. She saw all the dead wolves, and then she saw the strangers walking. This made her angrier than before, and she blew on her silver whistle twice. Immediately, a flock of wild crows came flying toward her.
"Fly to the strangers," the Wicked Witch said to the King Crow. "Peck out their eyes, tear them to pieces."
The wild crows flew toward Dorothy and her friends. When the little girl saw them coming, she was afraid.
"Leave this to me," said the Scarecrow. "Lie beside me."
The others lay on the ground, while the Scarecrow stood up and stretched out his arms. When the crows saw him, they were frightened, because these birds are always afraid of scarecrows.
"It is only stuffed with straw," said the King Crow after some time. "I will peck his eyes out."
The King Crow flew toward the Scarecrow, who caught the bird by the head and killed him. The King Crow was now dead. And then another crow flew at him, and the Scarecrow killed him too. There were 40 crows, and the Scarecrow killed all 40 of them. The friends were safe now. They got up and started on their way again. When the Wicked Witch looked out again and saw that all her crows were dead, she got terribly angry. She blew on her silver whistle 3 times. At once, a swarm of black bees came flying toward her.
"Go to the strangers and sting them to death," she ordered.
The bees turned and flew toward Dorothy and her friends, but the Scarecrow saw them coming. "Take out my straw," he said to the Tin Man. "Cover the girl, the dog, and the lion with it, so the bees cannot sting them." Dorothy lay close beside the lion and held Toto in her arms, and the Tin Man covered them with the straw. The black bees came and found only the Tin Man. They flew at him and tried to sting him, but they broke their stings against the tin. They were all dead because bees cannot live without their stings. Dorothy and the lion got up. Dorothy helped the Tin Man put the straw back into the Scarecrow, and then they started on their journey once more. The Wicked Witch was so angry that she jumped up and down. Then she called her slaves, the Winkies. She gave them sharp spears. "Go to the strangers and destroy them," she ordered. The Winkies were not brave people, but they were afraid of the Wicked Witch. So, they walked until they found Dorothy and her friends. The lion roared loudly and jumped toward them. The poor Winkies were so frightened that they ran back as fast as they could. When they returned to the castle, the Wicked Witch was very angry. She punished the Winkies and sent them back to work. She could not understand why all her plans had failed. But she was a powerful witch, and she made a new plan. The Wicked Witch had a magic golden cap. The owner of this golden cap could call the winged monkeys and give a command which they would obey. But a person could give only 3 commands. The Wicked Witch had already used the magic of the golden cap 2. The first time was when she had made the Winkies her slaves and had become the ruler of their country. The second time was when she had fought against the Great Oz and sent him out of the land of the West. Now she could use it for one last time. It was the only way to destroy Dorothy and her friends. So the Wicked Witch took the golden cap and placed it on her head. Then she stood on her left foot. "Epe, pepe, kake," she said slowly. Next, she stood on her right foot. "Hillo, holo, hello," she said. After this, she stood on both feet. "Ziz, ziz, zuz, zizik," she cried. The magic began to work. The sky became dark. There came the sound of many wings and the sound of laughing and chatting. Soon the winged monkeys appeared in the dark sky. They had big and powerful wings on their shoulders. "You have called us for the 3rd and last time," said the king of the winged monkeys. "What is your command?" "Go to the strangers and destroy them all," said the Wicked Witch. "Don't kill the lion. Bring him to me. He will work for me." "We will obey your command," said the king. Then, with a lot of noise, the winged monkeys flew away. They found Dorothy and her friends. The monkeys picked up the Tin Man and carried him in the air. They dropped him on some very sharp rocks. The poor Tin Man fell to the rocks. He was badly hurt. He could not move. Then the monkeys caught the Scarecrow and pulled the straw out of his clothes and head. They picked up his clothes and dropped them on top of a tall tree. Then they tied up the lion with a thick rope so he could not bite or move. They lifted him up and carried him back to the witch's castle. They put him in a small yard with a high fence around it. Dorothy stood there, with Toto in her arms, and watched her friends in pain. Then the king of the winged monkeys flew up to her. Just as he was about to hurt her, he saw the mark of the good witch's kiss on her forehead and stopped. "We cannot harm this little girl," he said to the other monkeys. "She is protected by the power of good. The power of good is stronger than the power of evil. Take her to the castle." So they carried Dorothy and Toto to the castle and put them on the doorstep. The king of the winged monkeys went to the Wicked Witch. "We have obeyed your orders," he said to her. "We destroyed the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, and we brought the lion to you. But we cannot harm the little girl and the dog. You have used us for the last time, You will never see us again. The winged monkeys flew away. The Wicked Witch saw the mark on Dorothy's forehead. She knew that she could not hurt the girl. Then, she saw Dorothy's silver shoes and was very afraid. But when she looked into the little girl's eyes, she saw that Dorothy was too good to use the power of the shoes. "I can make her my slave," she thought to herself. "She does not know how to use her power." "Come with me," she said to Dorothy. "Do as I say, or I will kill you like I killed your friends." The witch took Dorothy to the kitchen of the castle. She ordered her to clean the pots and kettles and sweep the floor. Dorothy was glad the Wicked Witch had not killed her. She decided to work hard. The witch then went out to the yard. She wanted to use the lion like a horse. She would make him pull her carriage. But when she opened the gate, the lion gave a loud roar and jumped at her. "If you don't do as I tell you, I will starve you," said the witch. "I will give you no food." After that, the witch went to the lion every day and every time he roared at her. So she did not give him any food. The Wicked Witch did not know this, but every night Dorothy secretly brought the lion food. After he ate his food, they talked about their troubles and tried to find a way to escape. But this was impossible. The castle was guarded by the Winkies. Dorothy had a sad life in the castle. She knew that it would be very hard to get back to Kansas again. Sometimes she cried for hours. Toto knew the little girl was unhappy, and that made him unhappy too. The Wicked Witch wanted Dorothy's silver shoes. She had no more power left, and she knew that the shoes would give her great power. She wanted to steal the shoes, so she watched Dorothy carefully. But the child only took them off at night, or when she had a bath. The witch was afraid of the dark, so she could not go in Dorothy's room at night. She also had a fear of water, so she could not go near Dorothy when she had a bath. So, the Wicked Witch made a plan. She put a piece of wood in the middle of the kitchen floor and used her magic to make it invisible. When Dorothy walked across the floor, she tripped over the wood and fell. She was not hurt, but one of her silver shoes came off. The Wicked Witch quickly grabbed it and put it on her own foot. "Give me back my shoe," the little girl cried. "I will not," said the witch. "It is my shoe now." "You are wicked," cried Dorothy. "You can't take my shoe from me." "I'll keep it," said the witch, laughing. "And someday I will get the other one from you, too." Dorothy was very angry. She picked up a bucket of water and threw it over the witch. At that moment, the wicked woman gave a loud cry of fear. She began to melt. "What have you done?" she screamed. "I will melt away." "I'm very sorry," said Dorothy. "Water will kill me. Didn't you know this?" "No, I didn't," said Dorothy. "I am melting away," cried the woman. Dorothy watched as the Wicked Witch slowly melted away. There was nothing to do. The little girl picked up the silver shoe, cleaned it, and put it on. She was now free, so she ran to the lion and told him that the Wicked Witch of the West was dead. After Dorothy set the lion free, they went into the castle. Dorothy called all the Winkies and told them that they were not slaves anymore. The Winkies were very happy to hear that they were at last free. They made this day a holiday and celebrated. Dorothy and the lion thought about the Scarecrow and the Tin Man. They wanted to find a way to save them. They called the Winkies and asked for their help. "Of course, we will help you," they said. The Winkies searched for the Tin Man until they found him lying on the rocks. He was rusted, hurt, and bent. The Winkies carefully carried him back to the castle. When Dorothy saw her friend, she cried a little. She turned to the Winkies. Do you know anyone who can mend him? She asked. Yes, we have very good tinsmiths, they told her. They can mend him and make him like new. So the tinsmiths came. They worked for 3 days, twisting, bending, and polishing the legs, body, and head of the Tin Man. Finally, they finished working on him. He looked better than before. They also made a new handle for his axe. It was made of gold. The Tin Man smiled as he walked into Dorothy's room. When the two friends saw each other, they cried tears of happiness. Dorothy wiped the tears from his face because she did not want him to rust. The lion also cried a few tears and wiped his eyes with his tail. I wish the Scarecrow was with us, said the Tin Man. We must try to find him, said Dorothy. So she asked the Winkies to help her. They walked for 2 days until they found the Scarecrow's clothes on top of the tall tree. The Tin Man chopped down the tree. In a short time, the tree fell over. The Scarecrow's clothes fell onto the ground, so they picked them up and carried them back to the castle. Then they stuffed the clothes with nice clean straw. And there was the Scarecrow again. The friends were finally together again. They spent a few happy days at the castle, but Dorothy knew that they had to leave. We must go back to Oz, she said. Yes, said the Tin Man. At last, I will get my heart. And I will get my brain, said the Scarecrow. And I will get my courage, said the Lion. And I will get back to Kansas, cried Dorothy. The next day, they said goodbye to the Winkies, who were sorry to see them go. They liked the Tin Man and asked him to stay and rule the land of the West. He thanked them. The Winkies gave Toto and the Lion a golden collar. They gave Dorothy a beautiful diamond bracelet, the Scarecrow a golden walking stick, and the Tin Man a golden oil can covered in jewels. When Dorothy went to the kitchen to get some food for the journey, she saw the golden cap. She picked it up and put it on her head. She did not know that it had magic powers. At last, the friends set on their way back to the Emerald City. There was no road between the castle of the Wicked Witch and the Emerald City. The travelers had to go to the east, so they walked toward the rising sun. But at noon, when the sun was above them, they got confused. It was difficult to know which way was the east. Soon they were lost. They kept on walking, and at night they stopped in a flower field. The next morning they could not see the sun because it was behind a cloud. They started walking, but they were not sure which way they were going. Days passed by like this, and they kept walking in fields of flowers. We have lost our way, said the Scarecrow. I will never get my brain. And I will never get my heart, said the Tin Man. I don't have the courage to keep walking, said the Cowardly Lion. Suddenly, Dorothy had an idea. She remembered the whistle that the Queen of Mice had given her. We can call the field mice, she said, and blew the little whistle. In a few minutes, the small gray mice came running up to her. How can I help you? Asked the Queen. We have lost our way, said Dorothy. Can you tell us where the Emerald City is? You have been walking the wrong way, answered the Queen. Then she noticed Dorothy's golden cap. Why don't you use the magic of the cap? She asked. You can call the winged monkeys, who can carry you to the City of Oz in a short time. I didn't know the cap was magical, said Dorothy in surprise. The magic words are written inside it, said the Queen. If you say the words, the winged monkeys will come. But we must go before they come, because they don't like us. Goodbye. The Queen went away, and the rest of the mice followed her. Dorothy looked inside the golden cap and saw some words. She read them carefully and put the cap on her head. Epe pepe kake, she said, standing on her left foot. Hillo, holo, hello, she continued, standing on her right foot. Zizzy, zuzzy, zick, she said, now standing on both feet. At once, the winged monkeys came flying. The king came to Dorothy and asked, "What is your command?" "We want to go to the Emerald City," she said. "We will carry you," replied the king. The monkeys picked up the friends and flew away. It was a nice journey. They looked at the pretty gardens and woods down below. Soon they could see the green walls of the Emerald City. The winged monkeys put them down carefully outside the gate of the city. "That was a good ride," said the little girl. "Yes, and a quick one too," replied the lion. The four travelers walked up to the great gate and rang the bell. The guardian of the gates opened the gate. "What? Are you back again?" he asked in surprise. "I thought you went to visit the Wicked Witch of the West." "We did," said the Scarecrow. "And she let you go again?" asked the man. "Dorothy melted her," said the Leon. "Really? That's wonderful," exclaimed the man. Then he took them into his little room. As the friends passed through the gate, many people came to see them. They had heard that Dorothy had killed the Wicked Witch of the West. When they came to the door of the palace, the green soldier let them in. The beautiful green girl met them and showed them their rooms. Oz had heard about the death of the Wicked Witch. The friends waited for him to send for them, but they did not hear from him the next day, nor the next, nor the next. They grew tired and impatient. At last, the Scarecrow went to the green girl. "Please tell Oz this," he said to her. "If he does not see us at once, Dorothy will call the winged monkeys. She has the golden cap." When the green girl gave Oz this message, he was very frightened. He agreed to meet the four friends the next morning. The next morning, they were all in the throne room. They were surprised because there was no one in the room. Then they heard a deep voice. "I am Oz, the great and terrible," the voice said. They looked around the room, but they could see no one. "Where are you?" asked Dorothy. "I am everywhere," said the voice. "What do you want?" "You wanted me to kill the Wicked Witch," said Dorothy. "I have killed her. Now you must keep your promises." "What promise?" asked Oz. "You promised to send me back to Kansas," said the girl. "And you promised to give me a brain," said the Scarecrow. "And you promised to give me a heart," said the Tin Man. "And you promised to give me courage," said the Cowardly Lion. "Is the Wicked Witch really destroyed?" asked the voice. "Yes," said Dorothy. "I melted her with a bucket of water." "How quickly," said the voice. "Well, come to me tomorrow. I must think about it." The four friends were angry and impatient. "You've had enough time to think," said the Tin Man. "We won't wait any longer," said the Scarecrow. "You must keep your promises," exclaimed Dorothy. The lion gave a large, loud roar. Toto was so scared that he jumped away from him. The little dog knocked over a screen in the corner. The screen crashed down, and a little old man appeared. He had been hiding behind it. The Tin Man raised his axe and ran toward the little old man. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am Oz, the great and terrible," said the little old man. His voice was shaking. "Please don't hit me." The friends looked at him in surprise. He was not a great head, a lovely lady, a terrible animal, or a ball of fire. "People think I am a great wizard," said Oz, "but I have been pretending. I am just a man. Please don't tell anyone." "You're a humbug, Wevin," said the Scarecrow. "You have deceived everyone." "Yes, I am," said the little old man. "You are the only ones that know this. I have tricked everyone." "But I don't understand," said Dorothy. "You appeared to me as a great head." That was one of my tricks, answered Oz. Then he led them into a small room. In a corner, there was the great head. It was made of thick paper and had a painted face. I hung this from the ceiling using a string, said Oz. I stood behind the screen and pulled the strings to make the eyes and the mouth move. Then he showed them the other things he used to trick them. There was the dress and mask of the lady. There was the skin of the terrible animal. And the ball of fire was a ball of cotton that he had burned. Please sit down, he said to the friends. I will tell you my story. So they all sat down and listened. I was born in Omaha, he said. That isn't very far from Kansas, cried Dorothy. It isn't, said Oz. But it is very far from here. When I was young, I was a balloonist. I worked for a circus. On the day of the circus, I would go up in a balloon, and people would pay money to see me. Oh, I saw a circus in Kansas once, said Dorothy. One day I went up in a balloon and the ropes broke, the little old man said. The balloon went up above the clouds, and the wind carried it many, many miles away. I traveled for a day and a night in the air. Then, the balloon came down in this strange and beautiful country. The people thought I was a great wizard. They were afraid of me, and did everything I asked them to do.
But you couldn't do any magic, said the Scarecrow. That's true, I asked the people to build this city. The country was green and beautiful, so I called it the Emerald City. It has everything to make the people happy. I have been good to the people, and they like me.
But why do you never come out of this palace? Asked Dorothy.
I was afraid of the witches because they had magical powers, and I did not. There were four of them in this country. The witches of the north and south were good, but the witches of the east and west were wicked. I lived in fear for many years, so I was very happy when I heard the wicked witch of the east was dead.
And you asked us to kill the wicked witch of the west, said the Scarecrow. And you promised to help us, said Dorothy.
Yes, said the little old man, but I can't keep those promises.
I think you are a very bad man, said Dorothy.
No, my dear, said Oz. I am a very good man, but I am a very bad wizard.
Can't you give me a brain? Asked the Scarecrow.
How about my courage? Asked the lion. And what about my heart? Asked the Tin Man.
You don't need these things, said Oz.
Scarecrow, you are learning something every day. All you need is experience. Then he turned to the leon.
And you, lion, you have courage. All you need is self-confidence. Every living thing gets afraid in danger. True courage is facing danger when you are afraid.
Then he turned to the Tin Man.
Tin Man, having a heart makes people unhappy, he said. You are lucky to have no heart.
The friends listened. Then they said they still wanted Oz to keep his promise.
All right, said Oz. Come to me tomorrow and I will give them to you.
And what about me? Asked Dorothy. How will I get back to Kansas?
Well, I will have to think about it, said the little old man.
Give me 2 or 3 days and I'll try to find a way. Until then, you will be my guests in the palace. But I ask one thing from you. Please keep my secret and tell no one that I am a humbug. The friends agreed and went to their rooms. They were hopeful. Next morning, the Scarecrow was called to see Oz. I am going to Oz to get my brain, the Scarecrow said to his friends. When I come back, I will be a normal man. He went into the throne room happily. The little old man was sitting by the window.
Sit down in that chair, please, he said.
I will take your head off in order to put your new brain in it. The wizard took off the Scarecrow's head and emptied out the straw. Then he took some bran and mixed it with pins and needles. He filled the Scarecrow's head with this mixture and stuffed some straw on top. Then he put back the head on his body.
"From now on, you will be a great man," said Oz. "I have given you a new brain."
The Scarecrow was happy and proud. He thanked Oz warmly and went back to his friends.
"How do you feel?" asked Dorothy.
"I feel smart," he said.
Next, the Tin Man was called to the throne room.
"I have come from my heart," he said as he entered.
"Yes," said the little old man. "I will cut a hole in your chest and put your heart in."
With a pair of shears, Oz cut a small, square hole in the left side of the Tin Man's chest. Then he picked up a beautiful red silk heart. He put it in the Tin Man's chest and closed up the hole.
"This is a very kind heart," said Oz. "You can be proud of it."
The Tin Man was very happy. He thanked the little old man and went back to his friends. Then it was the lion's turn to see Oz. He walked into the throne room.
"You are here for courage," said the little old man. "I will get it for you."
He went to a cupboard and took down a square green bottle with a green liquid inside. He poured it into a dish.
"Drink this," he said.
"What is it?" asked the lion.
"Well, when it is inside you, it will be courage," said Oz.
"It is not courage until it is inside you, so drink it quickly."
The lion drank it all.
"How do you feel now?" asked Oz.
"Full of courage," said the lion. He went happily back to his friends.
Oz was now by himself, thinking.
"Am I a humbug?"
he thought to himself. "I have made the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion happy because they believed I can do magic. But it will be much more difficult to take Dorothy back to Kansas. I have to think."
Dorothy waited for 3 days to hear from Oz. She was happy for her friends, but she was sad that she could not go back home. On the fourth day, Oz sent for Dorothy. When she entered the throne room, he looked happy.
"Sit down, my dear," he said. "I have found a way to get you out of this country."
"And back to Kansas?" she asked.
"Well, I'm not sure about that," said Oz. "I don't know where it is, but you will have to cross the desert first. Then you can find your way home easily."
"Cross the desert? But how?" asked the little girl.
"Well, I came to this country in a balloon," said the little old man. "I think the best way to cross the desert will be through the air. I think I can make a balloon. I can find silk to make it. I will use hot air to fill it and make it float. If it works, we can leave soon."
"We!" exclaimed the girl. "Are you coming with me?"
"Yes," said Oz. "I am tired of being a humbug. It is boring to sit by myself in the palace and hide from people. I want to leave."
So together they started working. Oz cut some green silk into pieces and Dorothy sewed the pieces together. Then Oz painted the balloon with some glue to help keep the air inside. Next, he fixed a big basket to the balloon using some ropes. The balloon was finally ready. The Tin Man cut some wood and made a fire at the bottom of the balloon. The hot air inside the balloon slowly made it rise into the air. Only a rope was holding the balloon down. Oz got inside the basket and spoke to the people.
"I am going to visit my brother Wizard, who lives in the clouds," he said. "While I am away, the Scarecrow will be your king. Obey him."
The air in the balloon was very hot now, and the balloon was pulling the rope hard.
"Dorothy, get inside," cried the wizard. "Hurry up, the balloon will fly away."
But Toto was lost in the crowd, and Dorothy was looking for him. When she found him at last, she picked him up and ran to the balloon. But it was too late. The rope broke, and the balloon rose into the air.
"Come back," she screamed. "I want to go too."
"I can't come back, my dear," shouted Oz. "Goodbye."
That was the last time they saw the wonderful Wizard of Oz. His people remembered him lovingly.